Cassius Clay was my slave name. I'm no longer Clay. I've been bestowed with the beautiful new name Muhammad Ali. From now on, you will call me Muhammad Ali. We've been brainwashed. Everything good is supposed to be white. All the good cowboys ride the white horses and wear white hats. Angel food cake is the white cake, but the devil's food cake is chocolate. Even Tarzan, the king of the jungle in Black Africa, he's white. We look at Jesus, and we see pictures of a white man with blonde hair and blue eyes. We look at all the angels. We see whites with blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, I'm sure if there's a heaven in the sky and colored folks die and go to heaven, there must be some colored angels. Well, where are they? They must be in the kitchen preparing the milk and honey. Everyone says I don't have a chance. Everyone says I have nothing but a prayer. But all I need is a prayer, because if that prayer reaches the right man, not only will George Foreman fall, but mountains will fall. If you think the world was shocked when Nixon resigned, wait till I kick George Foreman's behind. I used to talk trash before my fights. I am the greatest. I am pretty. Sounded cocky, you know? But I used to hear rednecks in the stands yelling out, "Knock that nigga out. Hey, hit that nigga." Now, as black people, we've always been humble and didn't boast. So when I'd holler, "I am the greatest," I was saying things that they wanted to say, but were afraid to say. They wanted to say what I said. They wanted to talk back to the white master. They wanted to reject Vietnam. They wanted to be cocky. They wanted to be fearless. So they loved me because they saw that in me. This is what made me so popular.